welcome to this podcast message from Kingdom Faith.
What a great morning we're having.
Oh, yes.
Yeah, sound of faith in this place.
Come on, then.
Yep. Yep, that's us. Good, good. Thanks, guys. That was great. So, I think, do most of you know I'm married to Clive? And Clive was here last week? Yeah. And, I don't know, just in an incredible season with God, aren't we? Where the God of the universe wants to make himself known. Do you think? He wants to make himself known. It's all right. He wants to be glorified in the earth. There's so much going on in our day. And God is glorified through his people, through his church. He's chosen us, each one of us. Put his presence in us. He saved us. Sorry, this is ringing a bit. Do I need to change this? Or is it, anyway. Picking up from Pastor Clive speaking last week, talking about us living in our in dominion and a dominion authority, living from that place and living with God's rule and reign in our lives. And I want to read from Ephesians 1. I know when he spoke this a couple of weeks ago in Horsham and then in Crawley, he used this scripture, so hopefully he used it here last week. If not, you're going to hear it anyway. I want to pick up on what he was saying from Ephesians 1, verse 17. Amazing scripture. Yeah, listen to this. Paul's asking God, the glorious Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, to give you spiritual wisdom and insight so you might grow in your knowledge of God. I pray that your hearts will be flooded with light so you can understand the confident hope he has given to those he's called. Okay? His holy people who are his rich and glorious inheritance. I also pray that you will understand the incredible greatness of God's power for us who believe him. This is the same mighty power that raised Christ from the dead and seated him in the place of honor at God's right hand in the heavenly realms. Now he is far above any ruler or authority or power or leader or anything else, not only in this world, but also in the world to come. And God has put all things under the authority of Christ and has made him head over all things for the benefit of the church. And the church is his body. It's made full and complete by Christ, who fills all things everywhere with himself. Wow, that's amazing. There's some amazing, amazing truths in that, just in that small paragraph out of this whole amazing book. There's so much in there for us to live in, for us to get to grips with in our, not only in our minds, but see it in our lives. That's the kingdom that God wants us to live and express and walk in every day. Amen. Yeah. It's very real. And Clive was talking about that this is the basilia or the base and the seat, the foundation of power that is in us that we then live our lives from. Day in, day out, whatever we face, whatever we're doing, whatever God puts before us, these truths are our base. Amen. And he's done it all for the church. Amazing. There's infinitely more, it says in Ephesians 3, infinitely more than we can ask or imagine for us by his power in us, the Holy Spirit working in us. And for me, that's a truth that I've been like, God, you've said this. There's infinitely more for every single one of us to see and walk in and yeah, just live in than we could ever ask or imagine. That's just like, it just blows your mind if you really think about it. More, because his Holy Spirit is in each one of us. If he's our Lord and we've asked to be filled with the Holy Spirit, that power is in us that raised Christ from the dead. And I want to see, God wants to see us living and moving in that more. Amen? Because we know, don't we, the darkness is getting darker in the earth and the light is in us that's going to shine ever brighter. And we know in this region, this place, God is doing something. Yeah. And he does it through a people that believe. So I just want to share a little bit of a funny journey that I've been on for the last few months. And I turned 50 in October. Okay. I know. yes. Yeah, so anyway, that's a bit of a milestone. It's like, oh my goodness, I can't believe this. The Lord's been talking to me about Jubilee and about this celebration of being 50. Okay. So he leading up to my birthday this year, he's been talking to me, just speaking different things. And then he started to pull it all together, in a verse, in Leviticus 25 verse 9. I think we're going to have it up on the screen. There you go. Yeah. Okay. Oh, hang on. Yeah, that's the one. Sorry, it's a different English, isn't it? okay. Then have the trumpet sounded everywhere on the 10th day of the 7th month, which is the Day of Atonement, which happens in September, okay? Sound the trumpet throughout your land. Do you have the next one, verse 10? Consecrate the 50th year. That means it's set apart as holy, okay? And proclaim liberty throughout the land to all its inhabitants. It shall be a jubilee for you. Each of you is to return to your family property and to your own clan. Leviticus 25 verse 9, God's talking about a jubilee, and actually the Hebrew word is yovel, and yovel is a trumpet. Okay, it's the shofar, it's the shofar call. So they would sound the shofar, which was the ram's horn that they used to use back then before they invented, you know, the silver trumpet that came later and the trumpets that we see today. They would have a ram's horn, and throughout Israel they would sound this sound on the 50th year, and that slaves, captives would be set free, because they had slaves in those days. Captives would be set free, they could return to their families. Your inheritance would then return back to you if you'd lost it. So if you'd lost your land, it would be returned to you. If you'd lost your property, you could return to it. Families were joined back together again. There was freedom throughout the whole land. So Jubilee was a celebration. Okay. It was a year of celebration. Debts were wiped clear. Totally. Any debt. Can you imagine? This is what God put in place, a whole nation to live by. Every 50 years this would happen. And there would be a year of rest. They wouldn't harvest, they wouldn't plant. They would live off what they planted the year before, and they would have a year of rest and a year of celebration, which is amazing. So God was talking to me about celebrating my 50th year. So instead of like, oh my goodness, I am going to be 50. Life is going downhill from now on. Do you know what I mean? It was like, God was like, come on, this is going to be an amazing time for you. A whole new season to come into. You agree? Any other 50-year-olds in there? You're not 50. yeah, he wants to be now. He wants to be 50. Any wannabes? So, debts cancelled. Can you imagine? If you live in debt, And we've all, you know, as leaders, we've helped people who have lived in debt. Debt's like a millstone around somebody's life and their neck. It's horrible, horrible thing. God never wants his people to live in debt. But he makes a way, doesn't he, to clear it. Anyway, so God's been speaking, it was talking to me about celebrating this 50th year. And all everything that it means. And then, so he started talking to me before my birthday about this sound that goes out, that they would blow, the shofar, okay? So Lord, I felt the Lord speak to me about getting a shofar, okay? Now, I've never been into blowing those kinds of things or necessarily having them blowing around me or whatever, you know. I've never sort of got why people do. I know why Israel were originally told to do it, and they still do. So on the Day of Atonement in September every year, they sound the shofar throughout the nation. And the shofar was equated with the voice of God. Okay, so when God first gave the law to Moses, when he first called him up the mountain and all the nation was standing at the bottom of Mount Sinai, it says the sound went out of a trumpet. And it wasn't a man blowing a trumpet. It was the sound of God's voice. And it was increasing and intensifying that the fear of God fell on them all. So the shofar was equated with the sound of God's voice cutting through what they were doing, cutting through their timetable and saying, listen to me. They would blow it in time of war. They would blow it at the announcement of arrival of a king. Jesus' voice in Revelation 1 and Revelation 4 is equated with the sound of a trumpet. When he speaks, it's the sound of a trumpet, and the fear of God fell on John when he heard it. Okay. And in Revelation, there are seven trumpets. In the last day, seven trumpets are sounded in heaven and judgment comes. Okay. So it's this voice from God. And when Jesus returns, it says when the Messiah returns, he returns to the sound of a trumpet and the whole earth is going to hear it. Okay? It's the voice of God going out. So anyway, God was speaking to me about doing this. So I was in Israel a couple of weeks before my birthday and I was with somebody. I didn't go looking for a shofar. I was a bit like, do I really have to do this? Anyway, this lady that was with me, she said to me, I'm going to buy you a shofar for your birthday. Let's go and get one. So we did. I came back with the shofar and God said to me, I want you to blow it every day of your 50th year. Okay, exactly. Exactly. It's what I did. And so I do. Okay, so I take myself into the part of my house where no one else can hear me, and that's my bathroom. Apart from the cat who sleeps on my bed and completely freaks out when he hears it. But I just about get a noise out of it, okay? It's not like you would hear someone who can play it properly. I'm practicing. So by the end of 365 days, whatever, hopefully I can do it, get a decent sound out of it. Anyway, let's move on. The Jubilee is Yovel. It's a ram's horn being blown. But what it did is there's nothing so much about blowing the shofar. But what I do is, and I have the scripture printed up and I read it. It says, blow it throughout your land. You're announcing something. And for me, over my land is my life, my kids' lives. I found out the same time that I turned 50, I'm going to be a grandmother next year. Joe and Jess in the States are expecting their first baby. So I'm a grandmother too. So I'm sounding this out. I'm decreeing some stuff over my grandchildren. And the thing about, I don't know, it's not, but anyway, the thing about, that scripture is a declaring inheritance and a decree over what's mine, my land. So it's me, my kids, my household. I have other people living with us apart from just our children. So it's the people that live with us. It's their lives, their destinies. Over my family, my extended family, where the enemy is just coming at them. They're not believers, but I'm calling them in. It's over my church. So every day I'm declaring and decreeing and blowing the shofar over all of us. Okay? Crawley, Worthing, Horsham, I'm decreeing some stuff that the Lord gives me. But let's turn to Luke 4 because it's not the Old Testament that we're living in. Jesus fulfilled the Jubilee. And this is why we can do this every day. Not with a shofar, but with our faith and with our voices. Luke 4, okay. Jesus has been tempted by the enemy in the wilderness. And he's come out of there and he's starting his ministry in Galilee. Okay. Luke 4, verse 14, Jesus returned to Galilee, filled with the Holy Spirit's power. Reports about him spread quickly throughout the whole region. He taught regularly in their synagogues and was praised by everyone. When he came to the village of Nazareth, his boyhood home, he went as usual to the synagogue on the Sabbath and stood up to read the scriptures. So Jesus would go to the Sabbath and read the scriptures, which were on these scrolls. The scroll of Isaiah the prophet was handed to him. He unrolled the scroll and found the place where this was written. The Spirit of the Lord is upon me. He has anointed me to bring good news to the poor. And he has sent me to proclaim captives will be released, that the blind will see, the oppressed will be set free, and that the time of the Lord's favor has come. He rolled up the scroll, handed it back to the attendant, and sat down. All eyes in the synagogue looked at him intently, and he began to speak to them and said, the scripture you've just heard has been fulfilled this very day. That was the Jubilee scripture. And he was reading from Isaiah 61. This is what it says he was handed Isaiah, and this was what he was quoting. The Spirit of the Sovereign Lord is upon me. For the Lord has anointed me to bring good news to the poor. He has sent me to comfort the brokenhearted and to proclaim that captives will be released and prisoners will be freed. He has sent me to tell those who mourn that the time of the Lord's favor has come. That was the year of Jubilee. The Lord's favor has come. And with it, the day of God's anger against their enemies. To all who mourn in Israel, he will give a crown of beauty for ashes, a joyous blessing instead of mourning, festive praise instead of despair. In their righteousness, they will be like great oaks that the Lord has planted for his own glory. Jesus was quoting this, saying, the one who was called to be anointed, the Messiah, that's what Messiah means, the anointed one, that's me. I've come and I fulfilled Jubilee. I've done it. I'm doing it this very day. This day, today is the day of salvation, isn't it? Today is the day of salvation because Jesus has done it on that day and today. This is the acceptable year of the Lord's favor. It's not every 50 years now. It's every single year. It's acceptable year of the Lord's favor. Isaiah 49 says the same thing about Jesus. This is what he was coming to do. The Jubilee. Isaiah 49 verse 8 says, the Lord says at just the right time, this is God speaking to Jesus, at just the right time, I will respond to you. On the day of salvation, I will help you. I will protect you and give you to the people as my covenant with them. Through you, I will reestablish the land of Israel and assign it to its own people again. I will say to the prisoners, come out in freedom, and to those in darkness, come into the light. That whole passage is Jubilee. That whole passage is the return of the people to the land, because that's what he said he was going to do through the Messiah.
Amen.
Whether it's our individual land, our individual inheritance. So really, it's God's allotted time for freedom, for return, for inheritance, for destinies, to be set apart for Him, for debts to be completely wiped out. Our debt of sin has been completely wiped out through Jesus, isn't it? There is no sin left, no power of sin left in our lives when He is Lord. Amen? But it's living in the fullness of that, isn't it? Today is the day of salvation. Right now, the acceptable year of the Lord. Good news, isn't it? It's good news for us. It's good news for us. So every day, I'm speaking over myself, healing. I'm decreeing healing, decreeing freedom. If there's any way my thinking or my life, I need freedom, I'm decreeing it over my life because Jesus has done it for me. It will manifest in my life because that's what God says will happen. Okay? Rest in my life. We're not in this what we do for Him. We're in this relationship with Him, aren't we? And then we do the good works that He has planned and purposed for us to walk in. So I call in those good works that I'm only doing what He wants for me to do. I'm not just working all the time. It's a year of rest where I'm doing what He enables me to do by the power of the Holy Spirit, yeah? Jesus fulfilled every feast day, and the feasts were basically allotted times by God, set by God for His glory. Jesus fulfilled every single one of them. Okay? But He's also fulfilled the Jubilee. He fulfilled it totally. So I, like I said, blow the shofar every day, decree over myself, my kids. I decree a coming in of their destiny and of their inheritance. Now, I don't know what that is. I don't know what it looks like, but I don't need to know the details. God knows. Okay, so I call them into His purposes and I speak a release of them over their lives. Like I said, my grandchildren, Jubilee, it's as what belongs to them, what belongs to us. And I've really taken that as well. I felt really God speak to me about every soul that He's ever given me to pray over and cry over, every soul, you know, those that are in our hearts, that we just constantly pray for and bring before the Lord to be saved, I'm calling them in.
Come on, then.
If you've given somebody the gospel, there's a seed in them. Call it in. Just call it in. So it's changed my prayer life. Now, we know in Kingdom Faith that we are supposed to decree the word, don't we? That's what we teach. We live that, decreeing what God's saying. But I know for me, I've changed. Sometimes I forget. And you can go back to the hoping prayers or the please will you or the begging even, you know. When I blow this shofar now, I'm just decreeing out the return of what's rightfully mine. Who in my life has got my name on them? They belong to me. Members of my family, my church. Who belongs to us that's wandered off? Who are the souls that we've given the gospel to that we need to call in? Amen. The other thing about what the shofar does with its sound, which is interesting because it's going to link into the whole decreeing scripture, is the shofar can also be translated as a sense of incising or cutting through. The sound would cut through whatever else was going on. The people would hear it and respond to that sound. Okay, whether it was time of war or when they were building the walls in Nehemiah, they would have a shofar, and if the watchman on the walls, they blow it, everyone hears it and they respond to it. It cuts through or burns through everything that's going on. Okay. And I just want to take us to, Job 22:28, because this is the whole journey that God's been taking me on. Job 22:28. Is that there? Did I give that to you? Yeah, okay. Okay, what you decide or decree in different versions will be done, or it will be established, and light will shine on your ways. Is there a next bit? When people are brought low and you say, lift them up, and he will save the downcast. I'm just going to read it from this version. I've got it here. Okay, you will decree a thing. Okay, so we are to decree and speak out, and it will be established for you. Light will shine on your ways. And in this version, it says, when you are down, you will speak with confidence. Amen. And he's talking to Job, who was obviously going through an incredibly difficult time. But he was the judge, Job, and God was speaking to him. This is what you need. This is what you will do. You decree a thing. You will decide a thing. It will be done for you. It will be established for you. Light will shine on your ways or enlighten your ways. So if we need to know a way, if we need to know a way forward, if we need to know what to do. And basically before that, he was saying to Job, if you give me your life, if I'm number one in your heart, if you love me, if you worship me, you decree a thing, this is what happens. And he says, when you are cast down, you will speak with confidence and the humble will be saved. And you can take that two different ways. Either the humble that we are ministering to will be saved by what we decree, or when we are humble, like he was talking to Job about, when we are humble and just decree what God gives us, it'll happen. Yeah. We will speak with confidence. And in this time, God wants his people speaking with confidence, doesn't he? Because we could speak what we're seeing, what everyone else is doing, the fear, everything that's going on, but God wants us to speak with confidence for light to shine on our ways. The word decree there means to cut. Okay? It means to divide. So what we're doing is, say we're facing a situation, okay, that's a negative, and in life we do, don't we? Every single day, whether you've got sickness in your body, when you decree healing, it cuts through that negative. It cuts through that lie. It cuts through. It's established. Light comes. We're confident. We can be confident it's going to happen. Okay. What other negatives are there? If we're in debt, we can speak a release of finance. And it may be that you receive finance to help you out. It may be that God just shines a light on your ways on how you are to outwork this, how you're to walk this so you get out of debt. It can happen anyway, but God will do it when we're decreeing an inheritance of income. Because Jesus, was so practical in everything he gave, and everything that happened on the cross, there was a practical outworking, isn't there? There's healing, there's life, there's deliverance, if we need deliverance in any way, or you know someone who needs deliverance in their life, if you need setting free from a sin, from a reoccurring sin, decree a release over your life and then do what he says to do. Okay? This makes sense. So we're decreeing, and it cuts down every negative that would stand in our way. We all have a destiny in God. We all have good things to walk in. We all have an amazing inheritance. In Romans 11, it says that his gifts and call are irrevocable. We all have gifts and calls on our lives, every single one of us. And he doesn't remove them from us. The only one that can stop them is us, when we don't continue to walk with him. But the enemy can't stop those things. Whatever God has got for each one of us to walk in, or for Kingdom Faith to walk in, nothing can stop it. Okay? But we'll have resistance. We might need a new mindset of how we do something. So we decree a release of our destiny, our inheritances, and the light will come. It will be established. Yeah? So basically that's how has been leading me to pray. We need freedom in our lives. We need freedom in some way, in our mindsets, in our bodies physically, or in our whatever. Do we need to forgive? Do we need to forgive and let stuff go? The Jubilee year was all about release. This is all about releasing. If we need to forgive people, we need to let them go. We need to release them to God. And that brings a release in our hearts and our lives. It's all about release. It was about releasing the goodness of God over a people. And the goodness of God, he wants to release his goodness in our lives, in his church, in the nation, doesn't he? He wants to be seen. But it's through a people who take hold of it and decree it and live in it in just very real ways. So forgiveness is key. So we're going to do some releasing and do some decreeing. And I love that. Didn't the sense of the place shift as well when you started decreeing out an open heaven? When he started doing that, we all started doing that. There was a lift in the room, wasn't there? It's just truth. It's just truth. We don't wait for it to happen. We speak what Jesus has done for us. Amen. Decree a release of souls in this area.
Yes.
In this region.
Yes.
Decree our kids coming back.
Come on.
Your kids coming back to him. Because they're yours, so they're part of your inheritance. They belong to him. If they belong to him, they belong to him. Decree release of their inheritance, of their destiny, that they walk in that. Decree freedom. If you know anybody who should be in church, who should be walking in their God-given inheritance and destiny, they need freeing out of some kind of slavery.
Come on, man.
They need, and we can decree it over them, yeah? If we struggle in our minds with it mentally, we can decree freedom.
Yes.
Because that's what Jesus has given.
Yes. Amen.
Freedom.
Come on.
Freedom in our minds in every area of our lives. So decree is established. Light will shine. His light will come into our ways. Our confidence grows. We are his heirs. We are his children. Everything Jesus died to give us is ours. Whether it's a spiritual blessing, physical, destiny, whatever it is, it's ours. We are children of God. This is fullness of life. A gift and a call for us to walk in. One of the things that has been speaking to me just recently is we have this huge oak tree outside of our house. And it drops these acorns at particular times of the year, and they're just everywhere. And you can hear them all banging down on the cars, and they end up in the back garden. We have squirrels that pick them up from there and run them down the back and bury them. And I get these little oak trees starting to grow in pot plants and allotments and all sorts. But the amazing thing is, and what God said in Isaiah 61, is in a mighty oak comes from a tiny little acorn. These tiny little things have a DNA in them of a mighty oak, okay? And you only have to watch one for a little while where a squirrel's put it or it's fallen, it starts. This little thing starts growing. And then, but if you look at a huge oak tree, the DNA of that oak tree is in this tiny little acorn. And each one of us has the kingdom, this massive, mighty kingdom of God in each one of us. And we can feel like an acorn or feel we look like an acorn or like we're just so little and insignificant. But do you know what? In each one of us is a mighty acorn. A mighty oak tree. And God says in Isaiah 61, doesn't he? The Lord says, let's just read that. He takes us at the end of what we read earlier. He says, in their righteousness, they will be like great oaks that the Lord has planted for his own glory. He takes our little broken lives, each one of us, and he plants us in church, in his kingdom, and in a body that then we grow into works of God that display his glory. It's all him. We water it with the word, with worship. We plant it in church. We just feed and feed and feed on him. And eventually he turns us into oaks of righteousness for his glory. And it's him, because it's in each one of us. And he does it. And we can speak it over our lives, or we feel like a little acorn, or whatever, or a little sapling, whatever stage we're at, we might have just been saved. So we just got this tiny little bit of, you know, feel like this tiny little start with him. But right from the word go, as soon as he's in you, you're a massive, mighty oak in the making. And we got to believe it and speak it out. And it's for his glory. Kingdom faith is an apostolic work that Pastor Colin started many years ago and still is. He digs deep into God. He's been digging for years. There's rivers of living water flow out of him that has changed my life. Personally, I got saved through them as a household. My family did. And there's rivers of living water. He is a mighty oak, and each one of us that have got saved are like acorns from that mighty oak, if you like. Or kingdom faith is a mighty work of God in this nation and other nations. Okay? And each one of us, if we're here plugged into kingdom faith, we have that same DNA. We have come into that, and we are called to do great things for God in this nation and other nations. If you don't want that, go and find another church. It's not that it's just kingdom faith. The whole kingdom of God, every believer has this in them. God plants you where he wants you to do a particular thing for him, where there's a particular call and anointing. And on kingdom faith there is, and if we're here, God's going to draw something out of us that we didn't know was there. We don't know is here. But I'm up for it, are you?
Oh, yeah.
Amen. Right, shall we stand then? And we're going to do some decreeing. And I've asked Larry, actually, because I brought my shofar with me, but because I don't get a very good noise out of it, I just said to PJD, who can blow a wind instrument here? Because you're sort of halfway there, if you can. He said, Larry, so he nominated you. Yeah, see what happens. Do you want to come up here a second? What we're going to do is I want us to just pray in the spirit first, okay? I want us to stir up our spirit and make some noise and get sort of carry on activating what God was doing earlier. And then I want us to start, I'll start praying, but I want you to just in your mind, just say, okay, God, where are the things in front of me? Maybe it seems like a huge mountain, but it's going to come down, okay? Whatever it is. What we decree now and every day from now on over your life, over your kids, over your family, over your whatever, your work circumstances, your finances, whatever it is, your need, your lack, blah, blah, blah. We're going to, in your mind, just think about, okay, God, I don't want to hope or ask anymore. I'm going to speak that you have got this covered. You have the answer to this, I'm going to lead it through. And as we're doing this, at some point, because we're not all going to watch him, because if we're loud enough, he can have a little practice first because he wants to get it sound right. But he will blow this, and he is blowing it over your lives, my life, and over Worthing, over this whole area that they hear the sound, okay? That Father, we just thank you. Lord, that as this sound goes out, Lord, it's the sound of victory. Lord, it's the sound of jubilee, because you, Jesus, died on the cross and went to heaven and have accomplished everything that we need, Lord, Amen. To live in godliness, in holiness, to live in victory. And as this sound goes out, Lord, over this church, over this congregation, over this town, over this area, Lord, your victory sound is going out. Lord, the sound of your voice cuts through every work of the enemy. It cuts through every demonic power. It cuts through. Your truth cuts through. Your freedom cuts through. Your jubilee cuts through. The sound of your trumpet, of your voice, Lord, cuts through every work of the enemy, Lord, to bring light, for your works to be established, for your people to walk in confidence, Father. Thank you, Lord. If you just come before him yourself now, just pray in the spirit for a few minutes. Okay, I'm just going to pray. And then what you know you need to decree, whether it's over yourself, whether it's calling in your own destiny, calling in the destiny of your kids, or whatever, you start to do it. And as we're picking up, Larry's going to blow this over us. Thank you, Lord. Hoya rabba hande de gira rabba shiende de kira robo yende de hoya rabba hande de shira da na ma yere de shiende hoya rabba hande de kira robo shira da na mande de kira rabba hande de kira robo ho shende de kira la mandi di ara da 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 ba shiende de ara da 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 ba sho da mo mande de kira rabba hande de kira robo ho ya rabba shiende ho ya rabba hande de kira robo Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Kora mana mashia ne ne ne. Kio roba ne 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 ne. Kio roba shia ne ne ne. Yada yada bahaya ne 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 ne. Kuya roba shia ne 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 ne. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Father, that you have, Lord, an inheritance for every single one of us to walk in. And we just call out those inheritances that are ours. Just call out yourself right now, your inheritance that he gave you. Call out the destiny that he has got for you to walk in. Yes, Lord, we call out right now your destinies and your inheritances in this place. We call them out. We call out, Lord, your plan and purpose that you have for every single one of us to walk in. We call out your good plans and purposes. We call out the gift on our lives. We call out the call on our lives that we will walk in what you have purposed for us, Lord. That nothing will stand in our way. That nothing will stand in our way, Lord. That confidence will grow in me. That I will walk in the call and destiny that you have for me, Jesus. And right now we just bring our loved ones before you, Lord. We bring our kids before you, those in our lives and our families and households that need to come back to you. And we speak to you and we say for you to walk in your God-given destiny. And we speak over your lives. You walk in the inheritance that Jesus has given you. And we call you up. We call you up to walk in your destiny. We speak to your eyes to be open. We speak to your ears to be open to hear the call of God over your life this morning. We speak to your hearts and minds to be open for every obstacle to come down right now as we decree over your life destiny. We decree over your life inheritance. We decree over your life the goodness of God, the favor of God. We decree today is the day of salvation over our households, over our families. We decree that this is the acceptable year of the Lord's favor, that Lord, you come against their enemies and they come into their destiny. They come into their purpose and they come into their call. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. We decree healing. Just speak healing out right now over your body. If you know exactly specifically what it is, just speak it out over your body right now. Speak a release. We just speak a release right now of the healing grace of God that you, Jesus, made possible for each one of us to walk in. We command those sicknesses to come down and we speak a release of healing. We speak a release of finances in our lives and we command debt to be demolished and income, blessings, finances to come in. We declare release of finances. We decree release of inheritances. Yes, if there's physical inheritances, financial inheritances or blessings to come our way, we speak a release of you in the name of Jesus. Everything God has ordained to come my way will come my way and it cannot be stopped in the name of Jesus. Lord, we decree freedom over our lives. Just decree freedom over your life right now. If you know you need it, whether it's in your mind, in your body, in your heart, in your circumstances, if you need a breaking out and a breaking through, just decree. We decree freedom right now over our lives in every area. Everything that hems us in, everything that stops us from moving out, from moving forward, we come against fear. We command you to come down. We decree a release of freedom in every single one of our lives. Freedom to those around us. Freedom in our families. Freedom to be child of God. We are free to be children of God. Thank you, Lord. We live in your goodness every day. We decree your goodness over our lives. We decree good things for us to walk in. Debts demolished. Every sin. If you have a recurring a battle of sin in your life, we just speak release right now, a release from sin, a release from debt, release from bondage, and we speak freedom in Jesus' name. Lord, shine your light on those areas of our hearts and lives where we struggle. Lord, shine your light. We speak freedom. We speak healing. We speak deliverance. We speak your way through, Lord. Your light shine on our way and we will lift our heads in confidence, Lord. We will stand before you with our heads held. Thank you, Jesus. If you need to release anybody else, if you need to forgive, if you need to let go, that's the only way you'll get release in your own life. But the Jubilee was setting free. Setting captives free, letting things go. Even prisoners were set free. You know, you can keep somebody in prison by your own unforgiveness, and it actually keeps you in prison as well. If you need to forgive and release, Jesus has done it for us. Jesus did it for us. Jubilee was setting free. Set people free. Let them go. Let it go. And you walk in freedom and the goodness of God yourself. Thank you, Jesus. You do a heart work right now and a deep work, Lord. Lord, because we are supposed to shine like stars in this world. In a dark and depraved world, we are going to shine like stars with the goodness of God in our lives. Every soul that belongs to us, every soul, Lord, that you put in us to call in, to cry over, to pray for, to lay down our lives for every soul, we call you in today in the name of Jesus. We call you in, every captive. We call in every captive. We speak freedom today. We speak today is a day of salvation in Worthing. You come into freedom. You come into destiny. You come into the inheritance. Those that have our names on, those that are destined to meet with God this week, we call you in. We call in the divine appointments this week. We call you in over Christmas. Divine appointments. Everyone that's called to live for Jesus, everyone that's called to be saved and live out a destiny inheritance in Him, we call you in. In Jesus' name. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. This is for every day. Confidence. It being established for us. Thank you, Lord. We will see changes. We will see answers to prayer. We will see your kingdom come, your will being done on earth, in this, in our lives, in our circumstances, in Jesus' name. Because you have done it. You have done it. You've done it, Lord. You've done it. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. You have done it all for us, your church. Thank you. Amen. Amen.
Thank you for listening to this Kingdom Faith podcast. We trust it's been an encouragement to you. For more information and resources by Kingdom Faith and for our other audio and video podcasts, please visit kingdomfaith.com.